I think there's many advantages to, maybe kind of lumping, gender expression and sexual identity under some type of umbrella, which we might call like the LGBTQ umbrella. So, there's strength in numbers, in that regard. But it also really minimizes that each group has their own struggles. That oftentimes when we think, when we include transgender in this umbrella, when I did some work with transgenders, they would never, never equate themselves to being like gay men or lesbian women. They're really straight individuals, really trapped in a body that is really not meant to be. So that, like I said, while that umbrella, really helps us have strength in numbers, it really doesn't allow people to understand the particular needs of each group.